This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Ava Nicole Barraza. Date of birth, September the 19th, 2012. Case ID number is 743-1516. Date of exam, February the 8th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Tina Wisdom, dated 6/29/2023. The informant is her mother, Melissa Garcia. Identifying information. This is an 11-year, 5-month-old female who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate problems with gastric eating secondary to a jawbone dysfunction, and dyslexia / anxiety / depression / hyperactive attention deficit disorder. History of allegations. Number one, gastric problems with jawbone dysfunction. The mother states when the claimant was 1 to 2 years old, she was having difficulty in swallowing food and chewing her foods, secondary to jaw dysfunction. She was sent to a gastroenterologist and then eventually sent for rehab to help her develop the muscles in her mouth. She states that she had this therapy for 1 or 2 years. Initially, she was not able to chew on food and had to be given everything through a bottle. She is able to eat now, and this problem has somewhat resolved. The claimant is of normal weight. She presently weighs 117 pounds and is at the 50 percentile for her height according to her age, and is at the 85 percentile for her weight according to her age. She appears to be doing fine at this time. Allegation number two, dyslexia / anxiety / depression / hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The mother states that since 2020, the claimant has had problems with dyslexia, anxiety, depression, and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. The claimant suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, decreased ability to focus, anger issues, and her hygiene is fairly normal. She does bathe every day, but she only brushes her teeth every other day. The mother states that she does have a lot of friends, but doesn't like to go to school. The claimant is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her attention and concentration appear to be fairly normal, although she states that she has difficulty focusing in class. At the present time, she's in a special ed program, which is a school accommodation with 504. She's in the fifth grade, and she makes A's, B's, and C's. Her speech rate, clarity, tone, articulation were normal, although she's very soft-spoken. Her memory appears to be intact, and her thought process appeared to be normal. However, the claimant states that she sees shadows and hears voices, and that the voices are telling her to kill herself. She has had suicidal ideation and states that there's many times that she doesn't want to live anymore. Her mood and affect were normal. She was diagnosed with psychosis, depression, and unstable moods, along with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. She states that the voices that she hears are commanding voices, and she sees scary creatures. She does have paranoid thinking and anger outbursts, as well as explosive behavior occasionally. The claimant goes to school every day and then comes back and will rest for a while and then do her homework, and then she likes to play on the phone when she gets home after finishing her homework. She has three brothers and three sisters, which are stepchildren, and she only has one true brother who's 21 that she does not get along with and does have multiple problems. She is presently on risperidone, 0.25 milligrams BID, and trazodone, 50 milligrams, one half tablet to one tablet QHS. The claimant also has suffered from her father being in prison. She has not seen him for approximately 5 years, which has affected her. She is being monitored closely, and the mother states that she is seeing a psychiatrist frequently now. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 3 or 4 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, sweep a little bit, comma, put her clothes on, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Rosie Hieban. That's H-I-E-B-A-N. She is on no medication for pain and does minimal physical activity. She likes to play on her tablet, and she does her homework. Review of systems. The claimant does suffer occasionally from headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, shakiness, comma, clumsiness, comma, loose stools, comma. Bedwetting and occasional day wetting as well. Muscle weakness, comma. Poor appetite, comma, and rashes. She does not suffer from hearing problems, vomiting, hard stools, or decreased posture. As noted earlier, the mother is a single mother that's been divorced. She lives with her son and their daughter. And, however, the claimant is not a loner. She does not fight with peers, but does have a tendency to fight with adults and her brother at times. The claimant enjoys looking up things on her phone. The mother states that she's very loving to the grandmother and spends a lot of time with her as well. She does go to school and then come back and do her homework, and then the rest of the time is for her to be with her phone. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the claimant was not an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months, secondary to having difficulty swallowing. And she states that she was not an easy-to-care-for toddler, secondary to having to see a gastroenterologist and having to go to rehab. The mother states she sat alone without support at 1 year, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 1 year, 3 months, said her first words at 10 months, said her first sentences at 1.5 years, self-dressed without help at 4 years, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years, and bladder trained during the night at 4 years. She was also bowel trained around 4 years. During the first 3 years of life, the claimant frequently had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces and places, explored the surrounding environment, was active, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 3 years of life, she sometimes cried and had temper tantrums, was distractible, was destructive, enjoyed being held. The mother states that the claimant rarely was unresponsive to discipline. The mother states that the claimant was born at the doctor's hospital at the Renaissance, and that there were no problems encountered during the pregnancy, delivery, or the first week of life. The mother was in labor for 10 hours, and the claimant was not born by aid of instruments, was not a C-section baby, was a one baby birth, was not blue at birth, was not jaundiced during the first week, and was not given oxygen at birth. The claimant was placed in an incubator, and nothing else was wrong with the baby. She weighed 7 pounds, 6 ounces. The mother does not recall what her length was. The mother, as well as the claimant, stayed in the hospital for 2 days, and then they were dismissed. Past history, the claimant has a gastric problem, secondary to not being able to use her jaws and bones to chew well, which has been resolved with 1 to 2 years of rehab therapy. She also has a history of depression, comma, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, dyslexia, comma, anxiety, comma, suicidal ideation, comma. And psychosis with paranoid thinking. No surgeries have been performed. Family history. The brother has neurofibromatosis. The father is 55 and suffers from cirrhosis of the liver, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. He also has a history of being in prison. The mother is 39 and has mental issues as well, osteoarthritis, and gastric problems. Medications, trazodone, 50 milligrams QD, 1/2 to 1 tablet QHS, risperidone 0.25 milligrams BID. Allergies, no known allergies. physical examination. The claimant is at the 85 percentile for her weight according to her age, and at the 50 percentile for her height according to her age. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 117 pounds, height 4 feet, 9.5 inches tall, BP 104 over 84 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 24, which is normal. The claimant is a 11-year, 5-month-old, well-nourished, and well-developed female in no acute distress. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does have astigmatism. She does wear glasses, but she forgot to bring them. Could you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. D10 and reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellars. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was +5/5 in all groups tested with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had a good fine finger control to dexterous movement. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious hearing problems. She does appear to have some problems with her right eye, which has been corrected with glasses. There was no facial dysmorphisms or skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is somewhat depressed. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. However, the claimant does appear to have multiple psychological problems, which include anxiety, depression, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, dyslexia, and possible schizophrenia / psychotic issues, which is being treated with medication at this time. The claimant is also noted to be suicidal at this time and is being observed carefully and appears to have multiple psychological problems. Diagnosis number one, gastric problems with jaw bone dysfunction, has been treated with 1.5 years of rehab physical therapy, and the claimant appears to be able to eat much better now. She has a normal weight for her age as well. Allegation number two, dyslexia / anxiety / depression / hyperactive attention deficit disorder. Confirmed with medical records and physical examination. The claimant is being treated for her condition and appears not to be stable at this time. and her condition is guarded secondary to suicidal ideation as with psychotic features. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ava Nicole Barraza.